everybody. Good evening from Florida. I'm Dr. Bragg, and this is the Veterans Health Forum, our weekly podcast dedicated to the health and wellness of our veterans. With me in the transatlantic studio is Professor Koscheck from the University of Maribor. Hi, Marco.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Florian. Good to see you again after a short summer break.
Summer break?
Yeah, it was right. Not just short, but it was a break.
It was a break on the island of Vis, right?
Yes, that's right.
The Roman imperial fleet used to have a base on that island.
Absolutely.
I used to even know the name of the island, but I cannot tell you now the name of the Roman island that time. Anyway,
Issa. Very rich history, but this is for some other podcast, I think.
For another podcast, right. So today our proposed title would be the home care program. So one more time for the audience who stepped in after many other podcasts or episodes, the Veterans Rehabilitation Program, the VRP, has indeed two components. One at the Biomedical Center in Europe, in Bad Nauheim or on the Dalmatian coast in Croatia or in Slovenia. And naturally, a second part of it, which would be a home after the veteran or after the participant comes back home to America. So now, since we do not have Biomedical Centers in America, we have to improvise, we have to come as close as possible to maintaining a semi-program like initial in the dedicated centers in Europe and continuing home so that the veteran has or the patient has the possibility to still achieve his home goals. So that will be referred to the HCP or the home program. So now this is the subject of what we want to talk about today.
That's right. So I would say when we will start, it is important the patient would be actually treated in a bracket somehow even before he will come to spa. By registering, by contacting the spa, whichever, I think there'll be already some questions about some maybe, key stage of the patient in terms of health, in terms of diet, in terms of habits, in terms of why the decision was so forth. So basically, this all starts some, I would say, month or two before you actually come physically to the stage. But let's go step by step and as the structure of the podcast is prepared.
Right. So, but to continue to what you were saying, yes, indeed. So, for the benefit of the patient, for the benefit of the center, biomedical center, in where the patient goes, preliminary work will be done. So the patient will appear over there as a known entity. In other words, you are not just a simple drop from the airplane. Here I am.
I am in the program.
And nobody knows who you are.
So, absolutely.
Of course, medical information is relevant and everything what you said before, it's absolutely relevant to be able to place the patient in the proper direction or in the proper program for the patient, right?
Absolutely.
The chronic manifestations of the patient, the prehistory, all those things will have to be clearly known before the patient shows up. So. The podcast today was actually dedicated for what happens after he has his official 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks of biomedical treatment in those dedicated centers. So what is he doing after he's coming back home. Is he doing something? Is he doing nothing? Is he relying solely on repeating the treatment and going next year or 6 months down the road again to the center? And in between, he's doing absolutely nothing. And we debated this with Professor Resch, with other people. We debated, and together we debated this situation. Is he doing something, or is he relying solely on the VRP? And the general idea was, no, you have to do something too, right?
Absolutely.
As a patient. So the question here was, what does the patient do when he comes back home? And now this is where the entire HCP, the home care program, is now designed around. So the first thing will be, after, by the time he is dismissed from the program and his values are, you know, filled up in the forms, in the home care forms, and he is now fixing his next coming back to the core, whatever that would be, 6 months, a year from that date, naturally the team in the program will come up with a home care program. So it will be, the program will have several, as I have it in here on my list, the patient, we're going to have several ways of looking into his home care. There will be, first of all, what does the center recommend to the patient to do home? Based on his success in the last 3-4 weeks of the program, they will come up with a specific program for the patient, what he can do home. They will also know what resources the patient has home. Now, is he a gym goer? Is he one active patient? Or no, he's not. He could be a cardiac patient. He could be a semi-mobile patient. He doesn't go to the gym. Does he go to a sauna? Does he do any kind of things home? Did he do them before? So all those things will be known to the center in the multiple, many dialogues with the patient. And based on what the situation is, home, the center and the patient will come together to conclude a kind of a structure.
Absolutely. This is where I said that the beginning is actually by monitoring all aspects of the patient, let's say, health condition, habits, challenges, etc., etc. And that means from the day one, you would be in the hands of the team, physicians, doctors, whatever, who will make checkings. Zero ground checkings before you do the treatment at all, you see. So let's see what is your zero position. And then this is measured in the times of 3 weeks, in let's say maybe 3-4 times a week, and at the end as well. And there is also obvious result. Is there a progress on the treatment or not? Normally, of course, it is. But I also said in some of our previous podcast that it could happen that some people cannot stand. It's for some people it's difficult, and they may quit. But okay, let's talk about those who go through all process. I think coming home, transition back home, brings a new new patient, because you learned in 3 weeks a lot of things from the treatment, from the people who were around you. Of course, it is important that all that is also memorized, and the program after this mission would be to suggest what you do, in which way you do this transition. So to take some kind of gentle pace, and really, what are the priorities after returning home? So I'm sure that this is part of the home care program which you mentioning also.
Right, and the whole idea was never to impose on a patient a drastic lifestyle change. Okay,
that's right.
So we analyzed also that situation. Yes, many programs out there, if there are any, not biological like ours, but regular medical rehabilitation programs, will insist based on a patient's condition or on more or less radical lifestyle change. We do not subscribe to that. In order for something to last, in order for something to really improve positively the life of the patient, such modifications should come naturally, organic, not imposed. It's not a matter, and this is the whole discussion here with everybody. We try to make the biomedical program not a hospital type and health type program, but a health vacation.
Yeah.
So in other words, if it's a vacation, better be a pleasant one, right?
That's right.
So in other words, we try to eliminate any such things as restraints, as a need for drastic change, need for, okay, whatever I did before was bad, whatever I'm doing right now is good. Those kind of things are not part of a vacation.
Yeah.
Okay. So
all this comes in a way step by step.
Step by step, but it has to be also organic.
Organic.
In other words,
if there is
a change, and obviously we want to see a change, that should be not imposed, but developed organically out of the success.
Of course, and together with the patient will that he's, you know, able and capable to do
right.
that. Or otherwise, we have counterproductive results, you see.
Exactly.
And you will have always different people coming there. I mean, they will be in different physical conditions. Some of them, they are not physically active. Others are, but still, they may have other types of the problems. And yeah, I think that continuation of healthy habits, which one learns in the spa, is that gentle and, let's say, step-by-step progress from what you do before and what you learn in the spa, and then you continue that at home, you know.
A classical example, which comes from the past, and it was just different kind of books were always talking about, when you were talking about the lifestyle change, is like, if I say something is no good, I have to also come with something which is good and positive and a replacement, correct? So now, if somebody, and I remember that clearly decades ago, people were addicted to sugar, okay? So
yep.
Particularly obese people, particularly people overweight, particularly people who do not do any exercise and pre-diabetic, they are actually addicted to sugar. So now whatever they eat, however they must come later on with a top of whatever they did to put sugar in their system. So there was a classical example about a woman who went to some rehabilitation center north of Basel, southeast of Basel in Switzerland. And she went on a farm up in the mountains, recommended by her physician, and she was overweighted and she never did any exercise and so on. And after like a whole month of living there, she discovered herself, because she did write a report, a book actually, how she changed her life. So she was not anymore in a town environment. She couldn't go to a bakery. She couldn't go to a shop to buy her sweets and whatever. Mm-hmm. So she was on a farm. But she started to develop a love for cheese, right? Mm-hmm. Because everything around her was cheese and milk and da-da-da and all those things. So she figured out that in maybe 6 weeks while she was there, or 5 weeks, something like that, more than a month, less than two, she was there, and she ended up going every time to bed after eating a relatively good piece of cheese, different kind of cheeses. And when she reached home, after months and months, out of nowhere, she discovered the fact that she was no longer consuming sugar. So it was like a miracle. And then she realized, I am not anymore attracted to sweets. Now, she will go to bed with a piece of cheese. Now, is it, you will have people who say, well, that's pure cholesterol and so on. That is another debate for another day. Yeah. The point here is that sugar is the sound, is the silent killer today, because sugar is the one bringing our system down, and not anymore. And we used to talk about cholesterol, but that was a deviation from the subject. So sorry about that.
No, no worries. Give me just a minute for another example, which I had myself. You see, I went on the detoxination program because I wanted to test myself how this looks like. So I'm not talking from books, but I'm talking from my personal experience in this case. And of course, for instance, 3 weeks before I went there, I was advised to take a vegetarian diet. A week before, I was take to advise only fresh things, means mainly vegetable and fruits, you know. And when I arrived there on the day one, I all immediately started with that. And the point was that you just drink certain juices, which are squeezed of different ingredients. Again, combination veggies and fruits. You see, and they bring you you are eating lunch together with other people. And of course, it's somehow not easy. You see, people are eating a bunch of, you know, big meals, and you are getting these 2 deciliters of liquid, basically.
Right, right.
But the advice here is you take it slowly by spoon as you would eat normal food. And that's actually here mentally, you need to adjust a little bit, exactly as you said. Now, then after 3-4 days, you recognize simply you don't miss the normal food anymore. You see,
yeah.
This is, I think, the point which I think we should stress. Basically, you should be mentally prepared that you will embrace such approach also, you know. Sorry if we went away from the topic, but
example.
I think it's important to mention this.
Perfect example. And it has to develop not against your will, but it has to fit exactly. You have to feel that you want it.
Yes.
Yeah. There are two things in here. Something I must do, but I don't like to do, and it's something I like to do and I have to do. Now, if somebody is an artist, if somebody is a painter, you know, he obviously does it, or a composer, he does it because he enjoys it, because he loves it. So that is the ultimate pleasure in life, because you do what you want to do and also what you must do. But that's exactly what it is about the lifestyle change. So we emphasize in everything what we are doing, no lifestyle change against the patient's will.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
I think
we mentioned several times that this is a process. This is not one stage treatment. So you go there 2 or 3 weeks and you will come home and then everything will be beautiful and no.
Right.
It is the process of several years, maybe for somebody even longer, but maybe for somebody quicker, because it is your mind which will somehow suggest you whether you would embrace this or not anyway.
Yeah. Biomedicine is not a pharma medicine. It's not a pill you are taking and half an hour later you measure the result.
Yes.
This is something which develops over a long period of time. It gives your body the chance to work from inside, right? So you're not working from outside, you're working from inside.
Absolutely.
And changing from inside are obviously very slow, sometimes dramatic, but very slow indeed in majority of cases. As a body matures, as you go from a childhood to an adolescent, later on to an older person, it's a change over decades. So it now is. We are not talking about changing over decades because you will be running out of time.
Yeah.
But you are still talking about months and years to
yes.
change something which was so bad that, that you indeed recognize the need for
yes.
this biomedical
yes.
program.
Yes.
Right.
And
so,
that's why I think we are talking about two things. One is about, let's say, physical, if you want, dietary part. And the second is about the mind and emotions.
Yes.
And this is both combination for success.
Yes. Again, pharma medicine versus biomedicine. If I have a problem and I take a pill, I am not really invested into that. The doctor tells me
That's
to
right.
take the pill. I
yeah.
take the pill and I wait for the result.
This is the shortcut. This is the
this
shortcut.
This is the shortcut, the easy cut, the foolproof cut. This is the bottle. Take a pill every 6 hours. Boom, that's it. Right? Like I'm prescribing to my patients who are in acute infection, amoxicillin or clindamycin or Cipro, whatever. Every 4 hours, every 6 hours, you take a pill. You don't have to be really involved in it. You take it, you follow the orders, and the pill will do its way. Now, if you go into the biomedical program, you will feel how your body reacts to the program. So give a chance to your body to talk to you.
Mm.
And once you realize that what you are putting in, what you're doing with your body, it's doing for you exactly what you expected or into the direction you wanted to go, now you are becoming self-motivated because
Absolutely.
It's the dialogue between you and the body. So, but before we continue, I would just to bring another point from my script in here for the day so that we go through everything in here. And one of them will be, before the patient is dismissed, the center, the biomedical center, will put together a short list of plausible goals for the patient to reach home. So in other words, the patient will be advised, let's look for this, for that, and
yeah.
so on.
Nutrition, and hydration,
exactly,
movement.
Movement
instance.
And everything.
Yeah.
So because the components of the home care program, as I listed them here, are actually simple components, easy for the patient to master, and hopefully everybody has access to it. So we will have the moderate exercise if the patient is
yes.
up to. The patient already, as you said, had his experience in the last 4 or 5 weeks in the center. So he was on the perfect scientific observation. There was never an overdoing.
Mm-hmm.
And within the limits of the patient now knows how far he could go. He has a precise information of what to expect and what to go. We also came and introduced, last week we discussed with Professor Meitsch the introduction of a sauna for the patient.
Absolutely.
Which is super important, and we will go on into sauna in other episodes. But basically, what we are saying is the majority of the treatments in the biomedical centers are also connected to pool swimming, to salty water swimming, bringing the entire body into the medium of warm water, cold water, whatever water, bubbles in the water, minerals in the water, vapors from the water. So in other words, this is what the centers are using since millennia to improve the health of the patients. So he doesn't have the same condition home, but he could mimic them in a small format in a local home sauna.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So there was a genius idea from Professor Resch, and he is working now on that part of the program to see how that would be implemented. And naturally, the next point which we were going to want to bring in, which is also super important, is during the program in the biomedical centers, the patients will be introduced to a particular line of supplements.
Okay.
Now, this line of supplements, which ABMI, our institute, is preparing now in conjunction with one of our vice presidents, Dr. Meich, and we will be producing them also here in America. Those supplements will be specifically designed to promote the biomedical program. Right? As you said on the beginning, we will know what condition the patient brings in before he comes in. Now, how many people are deficitary in vitamins, in minerals, in all kind of essential elements based on their diet, based on their location, based on their body and so on. So all those things will be known to the center, and the supplements will come as an additional help to bring the patient to the stage where we want the patient to be at the end of the program. And we will make those supplements list available to the patient permanently in America.
I mean, this is absolutely very important. This is also part of the nutrition agenda, which I believe would be developed, you see.
Yes.
And also, at the end of the day, as I said, things which patient will learn in terms of supporting mind and emotions, relaxation rituals, stress management, digital detox, etc., etc. All this is then combination of let's say, elements for the success home care.
A very interesting, again, example, because that's what probably will always stay with you when you hear a lot of theories like, you are a university professor, you know that. I mean, you give the kids or the students a lot of theory, that's great. But if you don't give them an example, the examples are meant to solidify the theory.
Absolutely.
Because you're always going to remember the example. One of the classical examples was the melatonin, you know, the hormone, the natural hormone, which brings you to bed and have a good night's sleep, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now many studies have been going into that, particularly after the pandemic, particularly in a so-called long COVID, right? I mean, the post-COVID syndrome, right? The fact that the patients are in general pain and uncomfortable and nothing seems to work for them because of the spikes proteins, because of many other complex situations developing in the body post-infection. One of the major components of the supplement seems to be now universally accepted, the melatonin. And why the melatonin? Because it's number one, it's a natural product. Number two, makes you relax, brings you to bed, and you can clear your mind, you can cool down your body, cool down your mind, and you have a nice relaxation as you brought it up.
Absolutely.
Right? So now that encourages how many things a relaxation can do. Number one, reduces your pulse. Brings your heart into a much more steady and relaxed beating, encourages a deep and healthy breathing, encourages a proper digestion. And as we know very clearly, when you have a deep sleep and a relaxing sleep, that invigorates your entire body, because only during the sleep we can regenerate our immune system.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So this is the example of melatonin, one simple element which has been ignored since the beginning, right? People will say, well, I don't want to be sleepy. This has nothing to do with being sleepy. It's having everything to do of cooling down your mind. And if people
absolutely.
Will say, well, I can cool down my mind. No, well, you cannot.
Well, but if you do it just from, I don't know, stress direct to bed, then you will not cool down, you know.
Exactly.
And this is where in spas also give you these lessons which are related, for instance, to skin, body care, you see, baths, natural oils, blah, blah, blah. You can create some spa corner at home with maybe candles, oils, relaxing music. This is what you will experience there, you see, because that is in sauna, for instance, in every sauna here in our spas in Europe. Or follow-up treatments, including book, physiotherapy, wellness sessions, etc., etc., which could be also found, I'm sure, maybe in terms of massage in at home. So basically, all these elements are helping, beside things you mentioned, to really make yourself relaxed and let's say out of the stress. And then, of course, this also improved the sleep, you know, night sleep.
Professor Resch made last week a very important point. If you have a patient, right, obese or elderly person, joint pains here and joint pains there, will be very difficult to say to him, well, my good man, you need to jump on a stationary bicycle and start, or you need to go to gym and start pumping iron. He will say, oh, sure, I understand, doctor, I should do that. That was told to that good man for the rest of his life from before. So he will not gonna do it. I mean, that is number one, the recognition and the honesty that even if as a physician, I'm going to propose that to the patient, all I have to do is to look at the patient to know that he will say yes, and he will not going to do it. Mm. It's obvious. It's clear. That's not, he doesn't have to lie at me or me be making showing him that I believe him. I know he will not going to do it. And he knows you're not going to do it. So Professor Resch came with an incredible idea. What about if we can introduce the patient to a situation which is pleasant, does pretty much almost the same as a moderate exercise, and the patient can be as lazy as the patient must be or could be. And that is exactly the relaxation in the sauna.
Mm-hmm.
We are coming back to the same thing. If you soak the patient in a bubble bath, now, it doesn't matter how active or inactive you may be. Everybody can sink into a bubble bath. Everybody can go into a sauna. You don't have to do anything.
That's
you
right.
Just sit in there, right? Yeah. So no matter how lazy you are, you will go in there. Now, if that treatment, if that periodical, once a day, every other day, once a week, whatever, if that treatment does for you in a smaller format the same thing as an hour gym every day, might as well go and do that.
Mm. From my experience, combination is always the best. Do the, I don't know, 45 minutes walk or 1 hour walk, go to sauna. This is double impact, you see. Of course, if you don't have time, you will, sauna would be beneficial in any direction. But if you start to combine it and then combine it with the diet, combine it with the other types of relaxation, you are on the good path to succeed, you know.
Yeah. But the whole idea was, of course, the combination is the key, the ultimate key of success. But then again, as you said before, and I'm coming back to what you said, the program can show super results very fast or very little result in a long period of time, depending of the individual, depending of the condition, depending of the you know, adhering to the program, whatever. But the point, nevertheless, is that biomedicine will help no matter what.
That's right.
Now, to what degree, that it will be personal from patient to patient. Now, if I'm going to have a patient who doesn't do any physical exercise whatsoever, and I'm introducing him to something which he doesn't really have to move anything. He just sits in there and let the elements, as you said, the high heat, the low heat, the water, the whatever, do the work around him. Then I will have to say that, using the expression, but not in the in a bad sense of the expression, this is definitely better than nothing.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, if the patient, if I'm going to ask the patient, how many times do you go to sauna? I never go. Okay.
Yeah.
How many hours a week you exercise? I never do.
Well.
Okay. How many beers you drink? Only two.
Yeah.
How many times a day too, right? Mm. How many cigarettes you smoke? Well, you know, until I'm running out of them. So if you have those kind of things, then you have to come back and ask yourself, can I be successful with that patient? Possibly.
Yeah.
If I make it happen so slow and easy upon him that he accepts it.
Absolutely.
Okay. He accepts it. The next thing would be, before we run out of complete time, is the returning to the spa. Now, we know that the program will only going to function if you go on time, you are exposed to it, you come back home, you do your HCP, the home care program, and you return to the spa 6 months down the road, a year down the road, and you do what Professor Resch would say, the boot camp readjustment. So when you come a second time, now you are a veteran already of the program. Now you know what to expect. Now the people will say, well, we did good here, not so good here. We didn't do anything here. So let's try to reform the program, readapt it for your second run.
Right. And it is important that you do this home activity, which we are talking today, because your second arrival should be on much higher level. And that means that you are not beginning from the zero again, but you are already some. And this also is motivation for the patient. And I'm sure there is no person on the world who would not be self-motivated and determined that he will do it, you know, then afterwards.
But of course, I mean, if you really come back, but the whole idea was that with binaural medicine, there comes a time in the program when you get that inside understanding of your body. You are getting the feedback of what's happening around you. Giving an example of the sauna versus the dipping in a big pool, I remember talking to Mrs. Schneider from the spa in Bad Sulza, where they have that enormous big pool with extremely salty water. Mm-hmm. And as she said, the water is so salty that you cannot sink in. So, and she said to me, she's the owner of the spa, and she said to me, I actually managed under supervision to fall asleep in the water because you are floating on the surface of the water. The water is warm. The water supports you. You have to do zero activity to float. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now that's a total relaxation, total. Okay. Like back into your mother's womb. So in other words, there are no, now they also do music in the water. When you dip your ears in the water, you hear the relaxation music, the reverberations in the liquid, in the water, and so on. Now, there is a component in here which we're debating more and more, and it's a super important component of the biomedical treatments. The biggest organ of our body is the surface of the skin.
Yep.
The skin itself if you go in there and you say, well, how many organs do we have? Well, we have the kidneys, the stomach, the brain, the liver, the pancreas, the stomach, and so on and so on, the glands, and so on and so on and so on. The biggest organ of our body is the skin.
The skin, yes.
Right. Now, as we know, if an unfortunate guy is burning the percentage of 33% and so on of the skin, he will die. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because you are not going to have the capability to regenerate that missing of a huge part of his organ. Now, everything or a lot of things happen on the surface of the skin.
Mm.
Okay? From the gases exchange, from the liquid exchange, from the absorption and excretion in and out, from the activation of the subcutaneous nerval ends, a lot of things is happening. So now here comes the fact that going into a spa, going into an environment with a different kind of temperature and humidity and water and the pool, you are actually talking to the biggest organ of the body of the patient.
That's right.
So that's now, if I can soak you in for a relatively long period of time, what is long? An hour plus, right? And you are comfortable and you do nothing. You are the laziness yourself. You can be as lazy as you never have been in your life. Do just nothing. Because if you do just nothing, another phenomenon will happen there. You are cooling down your brain. Doing nothing, you are also doing nothing upstairs, right? Now your body receptors in the big organ of your skin are now starting talking to your parasympathetic, to your sympathetic nervous system, to the hormonal system of your body. You are starting doing a dialogue which is pretty much independent of you, but it does show immediate results, right?
Absolutely.
And this is where the entire program of nutrition is super important, what you put in. But also what comes on top of you is super important, meaning the environment and so on. Mm. And that automatically will end up by changing dramatically your entire way of life without you having to fight anything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you carry on this long enough, and I think that normal treatments are between 2 and 3 weeks, because, of course, you need also time to rest, to relax. I think this is absolutely a kind of good way to, with the sequence of repetition, progress into the stage where you basically should feel better, should be in different health, physical and mental conditions, you know.
Maybe next time, because now I pretty much am sure we are running we're running out of time, but maybe next time, next week, we can elaborate a little bit more on this, on the home care.
Yes.
Because there are a couple, I mean, to recapitulate for the audience what we were talking today about. So, when you, after the active treatment in the center, you are returning home, but you will return home with a clear understanding how your home care will continue. So you are going to have your possible physical part component of it. You will have your diet as a component. You will have your supplement lines, making sure that we are continuing home what you started in the center, and making sure that you are developing new possibilities to come as close as possible to the structure of your program in the spa, in the center.
Mm.
Okay, being the spa, being the sauna, being the walk around in your environment, but also, again, the nutrition, the supplements, and most important, relaxation. And also what I have in here at the end, and that would probably be important to talk about in the future, the permanent contact with a monitoring system of our program. In other words, you are not going to be a forgotten participant in the program. Once you come home, you will have the hotline to our center where everything what coming from today you reach home till next time you departure for the center for the second time, everything in between, questions, answers, problems, ideas, whatever, can be on emails, phone calls, whatever, you will be in the monitoring system of our program.
Yeah.
And also, another part will be for another day, but, you know, the Balneo Paramedic team, which we're working to develop. So that's another huge help and support for our patients.
And I think we mentioned this in some of our previous podcasts, because we are talking about this, basically.
I will refer the audience to go back in our, to dig in our e-library to find the episodes where we're talking about the Balneo Paramedic team and our program and so on. So we will also talk more about it. But basically, the home care program, the I have to see to memorize the abbreviations, the HCP, the home care program, is a primordially important part of the Balneo recovery program.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, we see that this is not just easy thing. If you are mentally prepared for everything, I think this is then should be holidays, should be vacation.
Yes.
And unless it's done in this way, I believe it will not be enjoyable, you see. And I think this is, of course, partly depending also from the patient, how he would approach that, and also in which hands he would be. And I'm sure that the teams around Europe in SPAS are top-class teams. At least I can say, speak from for Slovenia, this is absolutely the truth.
And the Balneo medical program must be forever a vacation.
Yes.
This is the condition. If anybody comes to infringe upon that element, the primordial element of the complex situation, as you say, that person will lose. Because the Balneo medical program must always remain a vacation. It has to be pleasant.
It has to
be a social event.
Yeah.
Better bring a couple of friends along and together.
Yeah.
Because that's a double, triple, quadruple checking. It's your involvement into the program, and if you have, it's a team effort, okay?
It is a team effort. But we should say at the end of the day that there is no progress without kind of focus, even without a little bit of sweat, and everything what, you know, makes your physical and mental condition progressing. And there is simply no other way. I don't know other way. You must go out of your everyday, let's say, bubble. So basically, you must be pushed, triggered into the new situation. And this is difficult for some people.
Everything what we do, and it's connected to fun, has also its drawbacks, okay?
That's right.
First of all, if I'm going to go, and I did a lot of swimming my life, the drawback was going to training in minus 20 degrees in winter, going into the heated pool and coming out all bundled up and getting a bad cold because I was sitting in a frozen car driving home, and it will warm up halfway home, right? If I will do bergsteiging, okay, so if I'm going to go on the mountains, right, with the boots and so on, how many times I came back home with bleeding knees, right, and hurt here and hurt there, it's normal.
This is part of the lesson.
Part of the lesson, right? I mean, yes, if you will be sitting at a chessboard for hours and hours and hours, what is the chance of you being hurt? Maybe if you drink too much beer in between, right? But the point remains that a biomedical vacation must forever be fun.
That's right. And it is. It is, believe me.
And it is, and must be understood as such. And what you are doing, you are combining the pleasure with the necessity.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. If you are educated enough and adult enough to come to a point in your life when you are saying, okay, what I did so far was all right, maybe so, maybe not, but I came to this point, and now I heard about a program which I never took. And this is something which could work for me. Let's try it. Well, then you will be successful. Because now you are combining, as I say, the pleasure with the necessity. You give the body something, but you also give your mind something. So you put everything together, and the package is success.
Success, indeed, indeed.
Yeah.
That's right.
So I think that...
I hope that we make the audience motivated, not that we turn them off. But, you see, no sweat, no progress.
Well, the motivation is to have a wonderful vacation.
That's right. That's
and to use it also to the best advantage to your health.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's pretty much what I would say that I will conclude. So, okay, Marco, thank you for today. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you.
And we will meet again next week, and we will elaborate on the same parameters in here with different ideas and so forth. So I think that everybody is getting some information today. Those are majority of those things we're debating are not publicly available. Those are not run-of-the-mill informations you can get on Dr. Google, right? And we are working with the toughest and the best people, Professor Resch, you, and Dr. Tommy. Meich. Dr. Meich is one of the most renowned names in supplements industry in Europe. And he is, again, one of our vice presidents. So we have been blessed with a lot of very good people. And this is for the benefit of our patients.
So I think the topic is absolutely big. And I think that there is a next episode which will be interesting again.
It's an enormous topic. It's an extremely vast topic. And we can talk about it for the next century to come.
Very good, Florian. I think good finished.
Right. So, okay. Thank you, everybody. See you next week, and have a good evening, and stay healthy.
Thank you. All the best.
All the best. Bye, everybody.